Perfect. Hey guys, it's Justin back with another episode. I hope you guys have been doing well. I've been doing amazing. It's Cinco de Mayo, so happy Cinco de Mayo. At least at the time of this recording, it's Cinco de Mayo. Not sure how we're supposed to celebrate that, if that's our holiday to celebrate or not, but for those of y'all that do celebrate it, happy Cinco de Mayo. But welcome to the show. It's so good to be back for another episode. If you're new to the show, make sure you subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, follow me and the podcast page and my guest on Instagram. All of that is linked in the description and all that good stuff. But this podcast, if you're new, brings together people who agree. It brings together people who disagree. But most importantly, this podcast is about combining different perspectives to hear their opinions on topics that affect millennials. So if you're new, thank you so much for being here. It means so much to me. And this week, my friend, the man of the hour himself, Jared is back this week. Hi, Jared.
Hello, guys. I'm back again.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Back again. Back to back. Sorry, I don't really remember what Nicki Minaj said. But yes, thank you. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you as well. I'm over here drinking my, you know, my nice little libation.
Good. We love libations. Jared, thank you for joining me on such short notice. You're such a trooper.
Yeah, guys. Okay, let me tell you about this trash-ass individual. Justin literally texted me yesterday night and was like, what did you ask me?
I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing from the hours of 4 to 9 p.m. today?
Right. You know I'm not one to gossip, so I'll just pull up the whole, you know.
The text exchange?
Yeah, exactly.
Not that.
Yeah, he said, what does your evening schedule look like tomorrow? Like 4 to 9 p.m.? I was like, I should be free. And then he sent the eyeball emojis. And I was like, what's up? I want to see if you're up for another episode. I promised another one after all. Hold on. Did you mean to say I'm promised another one after all?
Yes, you are. Because I said that. Because I have a case of, you know, rescheduling. If my energy is not right, if I feel like I'm going to be wasting my guest time and that recording is going to end up longer than usual, I'd rather reschedule, because why be good when you can be great? Adapt that into your lives and anything that you do. Why do something good when you can do it great? So why have a good episode if I can have an even better one? So that's why I end up rescheduling sometimes. So this time, actually, for good reason, the guest that I was supposed to have this week was having technical difficulties. So rather than figuring that out and taking forever to figure that out, I was like, you know what? But Jared is always down. Since his tech stuff is up to par, why don't I record with him and then figure things out later? And Jared, he just came through and I appreciate it.
Aw, thanks, Justin.
No problem.
So your guest had an HP?
You know, that's funny. They actually do have an HP, but there's nothing wrong with an HP. It's a new HP.
You know what? I think I'm scarred from my HP. It was just like, it was such a mess. I hated that computer. Yes, it was terrible. Like, we were always getting it fixed or something strange would happen to it. It was a weird little computer.
But we hate to see it.
Well, you know, hey, we traded it in. So, and then I got like a Sony, and then I had that for a couple years, I think, until someone threw it into a wall.
Wow.
Right. Weird shit, huh?
We hate to see that, but we love getting stuff off our chest. Jared, let's get into off my chest.
Justin's got a gift. It's off his chest. You know he's got a gift. It's off his chest. Justin's got to get some fucking shit off his chest.
All right, thank you, Julia. So this week in Off My Chest, Jared, something that I see on social media far too often is people having $6, $7, $20 bills. They take a picture of it and they're like, ballin', bankin', wish you had this. And I'm like, that's so tacky. If you're taking pictures of money, you must not be that rich.
No. Oh my gosh, flogging, huh?
No, it's true. Like, even when rappers do it, it annoys me, because people that truly have money, people who truly have like assets, they don't need to be taking pictures with a stack of money in their hands. I think that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. It's weird, isn't it? It's really weird to see that. I remember one time I got onto my cousin, I was like, let me tell you something, stop putting that fucking money in your mouth. Because you don't know where.
In her mouth.
Yes, like they would take it, like, you know, they'll have like a rack of money and, you know, they fold it up a couple times so it looks a little thicker than what it is. And then and then they would like put it in their mouth. And I'm like, why? Like, they're biting into a big old chunk of, like, you know, dollar bills. And I'm like, first of all, you don't know if they came out of a stripper's ass. Like, what are you doing?
True.
Exactly. Money is so dirty. Money is one of them.
Money. All I really want to see is that. Money. I don't really need to do any of that.
Money. All babies need is a money.
Yes.
But yeah, I was like, that's fucking disgusting. Like, don't do shit like that. That's so gross.
It's tacky. I think it's embarrassing. If you have money, keep it in your bank account. Instagram doesn't need to see
it. And that's the thing. They can't keep it in their bank account because it's not theirs.
Well, you know what? Speaking about that, you know that money in the Black community, as soon as they get it, they say it's the quickest out of all the communities to be spent, you know, on something else.
Yeah, because we're buying Louis Vuitton bags. I mean, okay, I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't have high-end designer items, but...
The other day, you were showing me that you got a new Tommy Hilfiger belt. I was like, okay.
Who did that?
Ooh, who have been saying that?
Who said that? Who said that? Who said that?
Definitely wasn't me.
Who said that?
Right, that definitely was not me. You have the wrong person. Tommy Hilfiger, I have never... Maybe when I was younger. But, Yeah, like, we just spend it on things that we don't need. And yeah, okay, I understand. I like luxury items as well. I'm not going to sit here in front and be like, oh, I would never buy that. No, yes, I have. I have a Louis Vuitton wallet. I got some Gucci shoes. Like, but those are things that I bought because I was like, oh, I really, like, it's like, the thing is, I didn't go broke buying those things. Let's get that clear right now.
Right.
I didn't go broke buying those things. I didn't spend a whole paycheck on buying those things.
That's my issue. Some people go broke trying to impress people that don't care. Like, I don't care about your designer stuff. If you like that, go ahead and get it. But you're not going to impress me by doing that.
And yes, that's what I have to say. If you like designer items truly because you like designer items, then that's okay. Then go ahead and buy it. But if you're buying this designer item to show off or up someone, no. Why are you doing that? You ain't no Jones. You ain't supposed to be keeping up with the Joneses.
Right.
Next thing you know, you're eating ramen for the next 3 days. Oh.
Exactly. In this trying time, you know, the best thing to do is probably to save your money because you don't know when another pandemic is going to hit because they're saying in the fall, you know, Corona Part 2 is coming. So be prepared. I was telling y'all in the last episode, you know, people need to have an emergency fund because when things go bad, you're going to be wishing that you had that $1,000 that you spent on a Burberry wallet. Instead, you spent it on something else. It's better to be safe than sorry.
But, you know, didn't the, since they opened Texas, it's not the death rate, but something jumped up, right?
Yes, I heard either more cases. But the thing is, I feel like there's still not enough tests anyway, so those numbers are, like, probably underreported.
Right. No, honestly. But, you know, there was that city in Grapevine opened back up early, and people were sitting down eating. I was like, that's weird. Are y'all not scared? And then
I would be scared. But to me, there's no such thing as normal anymore. I'm scared to sit down in public and people coughing. The other day, I don't know, my mom coughed with her mouth open. I was like, see, this is why it's spreading. And then she said, you cannot get it from me. I am your mother. I was like, that doesn't matter.
Now, who told your mom? I bet she's a nice lady, but who told her that? Because no, it is not discriminate.
It's WhatsApp. She probably got the information from WhatsApp.
Not WhatsApp. Is that holy water burning you? okay, so y'all, I went to Houston this weekend.
Oh, great.
Ooh, Houston's always a fun time. But I went to this party, but they said it was going to be like a little fish fry, not that many people. Cool, I'll show up. I'm definitely down.
Okay.
I go to this fish fry. I want to say to start off, there was maybe 20 of us. It was like okay number. I wasn't scared. It was small, quaint. It was small enough. But then out of nowhere, this fish fry turned into a club. Like a house party kind of club fish fry. It got real hood real quick. And I want
to
say...
How many people... You know you're not supposed to be gathered with 10 or more people.
Yeah, it was like 60 or so people, or 60 or 70 people in this house.
See?
I'm not even making this up, y'all. And so what did I do? I went in a bedroom and I closed myself off.
You should have went home is what you should have done. You think that being in that bedroom is going to protect you from Corona?
It protect me right then because how I'm not going to drink and drive.
Oh, okay. So you need to sober up.
Yeah, I just wanted to, and I was sleepy. It was like, the party like really jumped off at like 1 or... No. I'm lying. At like 12 something. And like all these people were just walking down the street. I'm like, who are these people? But apparently, the club promoter got a hold of this guy's address and was like telling everybody to come meet us at this party, whatnot. I was like, what in the world? I'm like, okay. So I went in the bedroom and I just closed myself off and I was the only one in there. And then my friend walked in and he passed out on the foot of the bed. I was just, I was just laying on the bed. And then, well, right when he walked in, he's like, the cops are here.
See? I would have ran. I'm not getting involved in the police.
When I heard the cops were there, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm like making, because my friend, he has two closets in his room. He has like a closet that's like in the bedroom, and he has a closet that's in the restroom. Like, it's like a big old closet, but people really don't know anything about it. So I started making room in that closet. I'm like, nope, not going to jail like this. This isn't going to happen to me. Then he's like breaking out laughing because he's so drunk. I said, no, we're going to get a ticket. It's not funny. We're going to get a ticket.
Yeah.
You know what the cops told us?
What did they say?
They're like, oh, well, you can't be out here with the party. Just move everybody inside. Bitch, excuse me? Wow.
I mean, that's a good thing. You should be lucky because honestly, they could have arrested all of y'all for breaking social distance orders.
I mean, yeah, they could have, but it was so wild to me that the cop didn't shut down the party. I guess he's like, if they want to get corona, they'll just get corona.
I guess. I mean, that's true. If you want to be at a party with 60 plus people, just know that there's a high chance that you're probably going to get some type of virus. So, you know, party at your own risk.
I mean, I feel amazing though. So thank God. Nothing bad.
Good.
Well, I was hiding. That's probably what saved me. Because then after the party, like everybody started cleaning up everything and the whole house smelled like bleach. I was like, oh, well, that was nice. I felt safe then. I felt safe.
Good. Good. Nothing spells safe like the smell of bleach to wake you up.
Right? You know, to get you out that drunken coma that you put yourself in.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But Jared, was that what you wanted to get off your chest?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I just wanted to speak on that. Okay. Because I was really shocked that the cops didn't try to stop anything. But then again, it was Houston. I'm going to leave it just like that. I'm going to leave it where it is.
Yeah, we don't want the Houston people, all the Houston listeners to get upset. So we'll just leave it right there.
And if they're going
to
give me slack, guess what? I'm from Houston. So don't argue with me.
Argue with your mom. Argue with your mom. But yeah, in the news this week, there's not really anything that I want to really talk about this week. Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce released a collaboration and a remix to Savage. Do you like it? Do you hate it? What would you rate it?
I like it. It's good. It's a cute song.
I like it too, but I'm interested that Beyonce decided to collaborate with Megan Thee Stallion because Beyonce is very particular about the people that she decides to work with. To this day, she still has not collaborated with Rihanna, and I honestly do think that there's something to that.
I don't think there's anything to that. She just hasn't collaborated with her. They probably just haven't had a song that they found interesting in collaborating with each other.
I don't think so. Beyonce's collaborated with Nicki Minaj. She's collaborated with Ed Sheeran, of all people. She's collaborated with J Balvin and Bad Bunny. But yet, the biggest other black musician in the entire music industry, she's never collaborated with. I think that's strange. And I think there is something to it. Not that I'm trying to stir the pot and be more dramatic than necessary. But I think that there's something there. I'm not going to say that they're feuding or anything, but I feel like there's like an unspoken competition between the two where they're like, oh, I'm too above you to work with you. You know what I mean?
I hope it's not like that because that would be kind of petty.
It is, but you know, artists and especially people with a lot of money, they're like that. They're all about who has the bigger career, who has the most hits, who has the, you know, biggest fan base and the most money. That's all that they, you know, talk about and care about. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, you know, I'm a celebrity, but I'm not, like, you know, into the music thing. So it's totally different for me. Like, you know, I'm just I'm an equal opportunity employer. You know, I give everybody a chance. You know, I'm just real chill.
Right.
Read the blogs about me. Read the blogs.
Right. While Jared is on the D list, I'm on the A list. But I will leave it at that.
That was really cute. See, that's what people that have no home training and want to and the people that, like, you know, oh, I'm better than you, they want you to think that. That's how they act. So way to go, Justin.
Not quite. The listeners can vouch for me. So
listeners, if you can see the face I'm giving you. If you can see the face I'm giving you, girl.
Oh God. Girl. So Jared, this week, Jared and I, we are playing another round of Unpopular Opinions. If you guys have listened to the show, Unpopular Opinions, this is a theme of an episode we do where we browse through Reddit forums to find unpopular opinions and see what our takes are. So Jared, are you ready?
Let's do it. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
We love the enthusiasm. I'm ready too. All right. The first one says, expensive rings and extravagant weddings are a waste of money. And they give a little blurb to go with it. They go, the average spent on a wedding is around $30,000. It seems like a waste. I'd much rather spend that money on the honeymoon. I guess if you're rich and have money to throw away like that, then whatever. However, the majority of Americans are going to be saving up for this event. In order to really enjoy a wedding, you have to enjoy it with the people that are attending. Sometimes people don't even want to go to a wedding, but they feel like they're obligated to and don't want to be rude. Do you agree or disagree? Is a wedding a waste of money? Is $30,000 a waste of money when it comes to a wedding?
Okay, can I be honest with y'all?
Yes, that's what you're here for.
Okay, sorry. You didn't have to raise your voice at me. I'm sensitive. these people that have these weddings, I want to say usually by like the fifth year, they're already divorced. So It's just something to look at. I'm not saying that that happens in every case, because it doesn't. But like these big extravagant weddings, they're not that, like, it means nothing. If there's really no love there, then what are you doing all this for? Sometimes they do that as a big show. They do it just so they're like, oh, look what I did. I went to Monaco for my fucking wedding, bitch. And you had it in your parents' backyard. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. It's what's more intimate. It's what you like. Some people want something more intimate. Some people do it just to showboat. It's just like buying designer wear. Like, oh, I'm buying this to show people what I can do and what I got. It doesn't really matter. Right.
I think you're right to a certain extent. I think that a lot of people throw big weddings for the gifts. You know, sometimes people know that the more people that you invite to your wedding, the more gifts and the more money that you're going to get. So that's a big reason why people throw these big lavish weddings. My thing is, if you're going to spend $30,000 or more on a wedding, you better be married to that person for life, because you're going to be paying off that wedding for years to come. So that wedding better and that marriage better last just as many years, you know, because these days the average, you know, divorce rate is, I think, 50%, if not more. So I don't know. I feel like it is a waste of money for a wedding. Because think about it. A wedding is like prom. A wedding is like these other events that you only happen one time, but you spend all this money for. Like my sister's prom dress was like $700. She wore that one time and then ended up giving it away for free, you know?
Exactly.
And the same thing with weddings. Yeah.
I don't really think I'm ever going to get married. I'm just being honest with y'all. I just
don't. No, don't say that. Don't say that.
Why?
Don't say that. Don't put that on yourself. You don't know what the future holds.
I mean, if I get married, I get married. But it's not something that I'm really just like, oh, you know, I can't wait to get married and start my life and have children. That's not really what I want for myself. I mean, if it happens, then that's great. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I'm more of like, I like to be to myself. I like to chill out, relax. I don't really have to.
You like no strings attached, no commitment, you know?
Oh, no, I don't.
Flings.
No. I'm not a slut. I'm just saying, like, even dating, I'm not really into dating. Like, just leave me alone, please. Don't waste my time and energy. I'm just really into, like, just being to myself. And people are like, that's so sad. Bitch, no, it's not
sad.
You know what sad is? When your spouse is cheating on you for so many months and you know nothing about it, or you know about it and you sit there and you do nothing about it.
Exactly. Or being in an unhappy marriage and you feel the pressure to stay together because you had this whole big wedding and everybody came, and the next thing is divorce and people are like, wow, did you hear about Darla and Maurice? Yeah, they're done.
Right, exactly. Like, oh yeah, he cheated on her with, you know, his assistant, or she was fucking the pool boy. Excuse me?
What? Exactly. That's another thing. That's another reason why it's scary to get married, because nobody wants to ever get divorced. Like, remember when Kim Kardashian got married and then they had this big lavish event and then 72 days later they got divorced? How embarrassing.
Oh, what was that boy's name?
Chris Humphries.
Yes, that was a mess.
And people think that they did that for publicity and she really didn't want to be married to him in the first place. But who am I to judge?
You know, hey, I don't really know. But, you know, Kanye was sitting there right there waiting for her. How pathetic. I know. Anyway.
I know. All right. So the next unpopular opinion, somebody says, Android is better than Apple. And here's what they say.
Oh, God. Here we
For
go.
Real, folks. I know. This is. I know Jared is already getting hot and bothered already because y'all know he's an Apple fiend. Okay? So they say, for real, folks, Apple products are overpriced and they scam people. I'm not saying any Android companies don't scam people, but Apple is known for doing that. Android is known for making phones, and besides, their phones work fine and are more durable. Apple phones are weak and they break with the slightest touch. Ooh. Well, I'll go first this time. I agree with this person.
Oh.
Android is better because they make things that last. Apple's products are beautiful to look at, but they're not durable. How many charges have you guys gone through? Let me just think about it. Think about the lifespan of Apple products that you've had and how many charges that you've run through. It's probably a lot because I know myself that I've gone through Apple chargers like it's nothing. And they make it so cheap so they can get you to buy another, guess what? Overpriced charger. And then guess what? That breaks. And then you buy another, guess what? Overpriced charger. We hate to see it. And it's annoying. I think that Android is better because their things last longer. The only thing that people seem to hate about them is their green messages. But I'll rest my case and see what Jared has to say about that.
What? Justin, to be completely honest, you've had an iPhone 6 for how long? I'm not surprised.
This is not an iPhone 6.
I'm not surprised.
Don't even play me.
I'm not surprised you ran through that many chargers. So
it's not an iPhone 6. I have an iPhone 8 right now. I used to have an iPhone 5C for the longest. You're probably on the latest iPhone because you're a capitalist and you love spending money because Apple brainwashed you, but it's okay.
You had an iPhone 5C. You had a Play School phone.
That's not a Play School, because it seems like the phone was out of your price range, considering you didn't have one.
Because I had an iPhone 5. Why would I trade in a dime for a penny? Huh? Why would I trade in a dime for a penny?
Because capitalism won't kill me. I'm of the belief that if something is not broke, do not fix it. Just because a new latest and greatest iPhone comes out, they're not going to make me flock to a long line just to buy one. If my phone works perfectly fine, I'm not going to upgrade. And I think that people should follow suit.
Okay, well, we'll get into that in a minute. Let me tell you about me. So my iPhone charges really don't break like that because, for one, I can take care of my phone. And then the next thing is...
See how he throws shade with his answers, y'all? He can never just give a straight-up answer. He always has to sprinkle in some shade. Don't worry. We have some smoke for Jared. Let him continue.
I don't think I keep my phone enough. I mean, I don't keep my phone that long for my chargers to actually go out. Now, on my iPhone... which one is this? I have the 11 Pro Max now. The charging port is messed up because that was my fault, I think. Well, actually, I'm not going to claim that. No, because Apple could be listening. And then when I go to trade it in or get it fixed, they're like, you said that was your fault. I'm like, oh, look at you. But
exactly.
Yeah.
You know they listen to the show.
Oh, what's up, Apple?
Hey, Apple.
We getting a sponsor? Turn up.
Oh, perhaps. I've been working with some people behind the scenes. Y'all will hear about it soon.
Oh, okay. That's great. What was I about to say? Yeah, so I don't really think Apple products really aren't that bad. I'm so serious because I've had my MacBook for going on 7 years now. And the only reason I'm kind of having problems with it now is because in the car accident, it was in the back seat and pretty much she tore up the MacBook a little bit. And the battery now is really bad on it. But out of 7 years, people don't keep laptops for 7 years, really. This computer has been amazing for 7 whole years.
I will say when it comes to laptops, their stuff seems to last a long time. But for phones, every year, it seems like people are getting a new phone. And sometimes it's not necessary. Like one of my friends still has a iPhone 6. And since it doesn't have any problems, she still keeps it. But because of the way Apple does their marketing, the way they do their branding, everything is numbered. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if you're still on the 6 and the phone series is now on the 11, you feel like you have to keep up with the Joneses and keep up with the times by getting the latest and greatest product when that's not the case. If it's not broke, truly don't fix it. You know, that's just my opinion.
That's very true. If it's not broke, don't fix it. I mean, the only reason why I got an upgrade is because I was pretty much my bill didn't change. So they're like, oh, well, you can upgrade to the newest phone and nothing will happen to your bill. I was like, oh, okay, well, I might as well. So I just went ahead and upgraded. Now, if you're going to go broke behind upgrading, don't do that. But I mean, every time I upgrade, I never have my bill doesn't go up. It pretty much stays the same. So everybody's like, well, even though in high school, I used to have all the latest gadgets.
He did. Everybody be like, Jared, you got the new phone.
I just like technology, though. So that's why I buy it. I really love tech. Mm. So I had an iPad, all that. And, you know, let me get back to the point about this. Android and Apple, they're both good products. It just depends on your preference. I don't think one is better than the other. I don't think one breaks faster than the other. No, I think it just depends on what you like. So if with Androids, they're more customizable. Like, the person can use it and customize it and work it this way and do things like that. Mm-hmm. iPhone isn't like that. iPhone is more like, oh, I just want to have a phone with the same operating system. I don't have to do all that, you know, like when people used to jailbreak the iPhone so it could be different. That's kind of what Android is. With Apple, you know, you can't do all that. Well, it's just like simple, boom, there you go. It's great. So it just depends on what you like.
I think that what you said is how it should be. But Jared, you know, that's not the reality. People with iPhones shame people that have Androids or green messages. You heard Mia on a past episode say, if you got a green message, just don't even text me. Just don't even text me. She did say that. So the fact that there's this stigma against people that have Androids, it should change because it's not that big a deal. The only thing that annoys me is not knowing when somebody's typing when I'm texting with somebody with an Android. And yeah, it, not knowing if they've read my message or not, if they have their read receipts turned on. Like, I just don't know that kind of stuff. But other than that, there's no difference between texting somebody with an Android and texting somebody with an iPhone.
Justin, you like to be in control, huh?
Yes, yeah, I do. I need to know what's happening. I'm a communicator.
Yeah, people that like to be in control like that, it really doesn't bother me. Green messages don't affect me. Knowing that someone's responding doesn't really bother me. I mean, that stuff, I don't really care. I'm sorry, I'm very simplistic. I'm just like, whatever. I mean, yes, everyone's gonna be like, he's simplistic, but he's just talking about how he had luxury items. Yes, bitch, I'm fucking simplistic, like I just said.
Y'all see how he contradicts himself all the time? I'm simplistic, yet he has a Gucci belt and a Hermes bag. Like, Jared, we see right through you.
Okay.
We see right through you. How do you do that?
I'm dead. No, but I still am a very simplistic person. Like, things like that don't bother me. Like, okay, yes, I like the finer things in life, and it's okay. No one will shame me for liking the finer things in life.
So the next unpopular opinion that we have, somebody says, shaving parts of your body doesn't make you any less masculine. I've seen it so many times where people are weirded out that I shave my legs, and I don't understand that. I shave my legs simply because it makes me look better, and I feel that that's true for many other people. And it really truly doesn't matter, and if you don't like it, it doesn't make you any less of a man. I agree with this.
You know, let me speak on it real quick.
Go ahead.
I don't think, there's definitely nothing wrong with shaving. It doesn't make you, how do you say it? It doesn't demasculate? How do you say that?
It doesn't, yeah, it doesn't emasculate.
Yes, emasculate you. If anything.
Or feminize you.
Yeah, I don't shave my legs though. That's not something I would shave. I mean, I personally love the hair on my legs. But I do shave my armpits because, you know, that's something you should do as a man. You should be able, you don't have to go completely bald, you know. You can just give it a nice little trim. And, you know, I'm really going to.
Right. Same with your nether regions.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yes, you should. I'm not saying go down there and give it a tint fade or a boosie cut or, you know, a high fade or nothing like that. I'm not saying get
right.
No, don't be doing all that. But, you know, you need to keep it clean down there because guess what? When you don't, it smells. It smells, y'all.
It does smell, and that's why I shave. Well, I wouldn't say shave because people would think that it's just hairless down there. It's not. Not that y'all need to
right,
know.
Not that it's stuff. Any of your business what's going on with my jewels, but.
Yeah, not that y'all need to know, but like I like to keep that clean, and especially when it comes to armpits. The reason why I shave my armpits is because whenever I put on deodorant, I feel like all of the hair is blocking the armpit and it's being ineffective. So in order to, you know, increase my, you know, usage and get the most out of my deodorant, I shave my armpit. That way the deodorant is getting direct contact with my armpits, and guess what? I'm not smelling for a long time.
It's getting in those glands, that aluminum.
Yeah, whatever it's called, those chemicals.
Right, and people were like, oh my God, I'm using organic deodorant. Let me tell you something, y'all. I'm going to be honest with y'all real quick. Let me take a drink. we're about to have a bonding moment.
Right, let's take a sip. Let me take my sip.
That organic deodorant shit don't fucking work. Bitch, one day I used that shit. I was walking around so fucking musty. I went straight home. Give me all the aluminum and the deodorant.
Yeah, give me all the artificial whatever. Right. As long as I'm not smelling, I don't care what harmful chemicals are in there. And I think that also women like don't like when their guys shave their legs, though. I feel like girls do like when their boyfriends shave their armpits. When it comes to legs, they don't like that. And most guys don't like shaving their legs. My legs aren't shaved, and because I don't even have that much hair to begin with, so I don't care. But some girls, I feel like, will not like it if their man has, you know, no hair on
yeah,
his legs.
Yeah, my legs are too damn hairy to be doing that shave. I'm going to clog up my fucking drains, and then that's a whole other bill. So I'll just stick to doing my armpits, you know, giving, you know, my burning bush a little bit of a trim every now and then.
Burning bush.
But all
not,
the other
not the burning bush.
The burning bush, you know, keeping your what did my grandma say? Keeping my chilling. Keep your chilling together. Keep your chilling together. But yeah, just keep it together. I'm not saying you ain't gotta go naked mole rat on it. You ain't gotta give it no boosie cut. You ain't gotta get
right. No fade.
Right, you don't have to give it a fade. Don't get intricate, bitch. You start making, you know, how people be doing their front yards and making
designs
with the little animals. I'm not saying doing all that.
Don't. It's not necessary.
You know what? Now you're doing too much. And if you clip them nuts, then that's just your fault.
Just keep it cute. Just keep it
right,
cute.
Keep it fucking cute. And you know, that's what my mom used to say. You better get in there and clip them nuts. I'm like, excuse me.
I hate that it's masculine to be disgusting, apparently.
Yeah, I never. Just like how y'all be running to the barbershop to get y'all haircuts. Do that with other parts of your body. Keep your nails trimmed.
Except you don't need to pay somebody to do that for you.
I mean, if you want
to
get it waxed, get it waxed. But you can definitely take care of it at home.
Guys too, hiring somebody to clip their nether regions.
Yeah, you can get that wax. I mean, I ain't did that because I don't want nobody down there stripping nothing from that area. I heard that shit is painful. But yeah,
right. That's not necessary.
You can definitely get anything waxed, but it's
hey, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, definitely not for me. I'm a Christian,
a child of God. Our next unpopular opinion says school dress code shouldn't exist. They say, I don't think public high school should have a dress code other than what's mandatory to cover up by law. Are your bids covered? Okay, proceed. Saying it prepares you for adult life is a crock of shit too. Jobs have uniforms or some sort of dress code, sure, but if you don't like it, you can quit and find one that suits your preferences. Kids can't just stop going to school. If they get kicked out of class enough for a dress code, they get to go to juvenile detention and have a fresh criminal record before turning 18. Okay,
This person is clearly fucking 12 or they're 16 and they're upset because they got kicked out of the classroom because they had
nobody's gonna get a criminal record.
Or they had on a muscle shirt. You're doing too much. No one's gonna get a criminal record. The reason why we have uniforms, I mean, not uniforms, but we have some type of dress code, because guess what? Even when you go into the workforce, you're gonna have a dress code. It's okay to have a dress code. Damn, people just wanna bitch and complain about everything.
It's true. I mean, I actually disagree with you. I don't think that the dress code is necessary. I feel like it was too stringent, especially in the schools that we went to growing up. Like hats and stuff. I don't know why they banned stuff like that.
I don't know why they did hats and whatnot, but I feel like, okay, yes, I understand. The dress code can be a little bit much at times. But the thing is, there needs to be some type of dress code, because if not, we're going to be having people walk up in there with their clappers hanging out.
Who does that though? Nobody does that in real life. So nobody does that. In college, I never saw anybody wearing 2-inch booty shorts and thigh high boots. I never saw that one time.
I definitely see the thigh high boots, but not. I mean, I don't see why they would have that as dress code in high school. But the thing is, yes, I mean, I've walked around campus and I've seen people with booty cheeks hanging out. You know what it is. Like, let's not. Well, and then the other part of that, the reason why we probably didn't see it that much, because damn, we was tired going to class. Ain't nobody trying to get dressed up. We either had on basketball shorts, running shorts, or something like that. But the thing about it is, I don't even think we had it that bad in high school. Because I have friends that went to Duncanville, and they had to wear collared shirts and khaki pants.
When your school system is bad, and there's a lot of crime and stuff, they try and police everything by controlling what you wear. So in certain school districts, that's why they have dress codes and other people don't. And then some private schools also have dress codes as well. So that's another example,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I remember in elementary school, I used to have to wear a uniform.
Man, you must have been in the hood.
Definitely not, but that was very cute of you, Justin. but the thing about it is, it kept kids from getting bullied, they said. Like, children will get bullied about what they wear. Oh, you can't afford this. Oh, what are those? Now, y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that shit. What are those? So it just kept.
Because people care too much about things that don't even matter.
Exactly. And why are you so concerned about what someone is wearing? Mind your pockets. Or tell your fucking parents to come over here and buy me some shit, since you got it all. So it's just, there's pros and cons to a dress code. Oh, there was one time I did have a rip in my jeans.
That's where it goes too far. I think maybe they think, since our school's like a conservative school, they think that if you're revealing your flesh, it's sexualizing the young boys and they're going to be like distracted during their school.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Okay, so if y'all went to high school, y'all know who's sitting.
Don't. Okay, I'm bleeping that out.
Why?
Because I don't want these people to know where I live.
Oh, anyway. They don't know. We could have left.
It's okay. I'll bleep it anyway. Okay.
But if you went to high school with us, then you know Cynthia, a.k.a.
Miss,
but I never called her. I always called her Cynthia because I felt like we were best friends. she would get, I remember one day me and my friend were walking into school and she had on a sundress and she had her shoulders out. And she said, oh, my God, that dress is so cute, but not for school. Go ahead and go home and change for me.
Who? Oh, some girl was wearing a sundress?
Yes, and it had her shoulders out. Like, literally her shoulder. Girl, when were shoulders so... Ooh, girl, your shoulders look so damn good. Who the fuck said that?
That's... I don't know. We just... It's just so weird. Like, we were strict on the stupidest things. There's so many things that they could have policed, but they were policing what people were wearing. I feel like it goes too far. As long as you're not wearing something completely out of line, I think it's fine. Same thing with hats. Or when people dye their hair, they're like, your hair is distracting me. No, it's not. If you want to have purple hair, go for it. I don't know how that's a distraction. Do people really have ADHD and ADD like that, that where the littlest color will make them concentrate on the back of somebody's head rather than the board?
Exactly.
Like, what?
Exactly. I felt like some of that stuff was a little, it was overkill.
It's a little too much. Overkill for sure. But let me know what y'all think. Do y'all think that school uniforms have a place in school? Like, does it do anything? Like, is it useful? Like, what is y'all's opinion? I'd love to know.
Can I ask the viewers a question real quick?
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Viewers, I really want y'all to get back with me about this. How do y'all feel about overalls? Because I hate seeing grown-ass people in overalls. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is.
Hey, the trends... The trends always come back. They always come back. So the trends of the 90s was overalls, and people think it's cool and edgy to wear something a little bit different, something that nobody ever wears. And overalls definitely fit in that category. Can I give my... I guess I'll give my opinion.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Overalls, I don't care. To be honest, frankly, I really don't care what other people wear. I really don't. It has no effect on me. If you think it's cute and you like it, go for it. Rock it. Like, be confident in it. But I don't really care. But I will say, when it comes to clothes and what people wear, like when dashikis were in and all these like white boys were wearing dashikis and they don't even know what that is, that made me annoyed, because y'all don't even know like the significance of that. Y'all are only wearing it to be cool and edgy and hip with the times or whatever. Like, get out of here.
Right. Go to hell.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Okay. Somebody said, slapping a misbehaving kid is better than shouting at somebody verbally. They said that, I'm not talking about full-on beating children, but if they're having a kick out of misbehaving, a good slap will set them back into place. I agree with this.
So she's talking about what our equivalent of beating that ass was, pretty much.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
She said, I'm not talking about beating children. Yeah, full-on beating. Of course not. Nobody wants somebody pummeled to a bloody pulp. Like,
oh.
Nobody wants to see that. But I think that sometimes with some kids, like, a spanking is, like, necessary.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. I got spanked, and I feel like I came out pretty well. But my mom will always say, I don't feel like I spanked you enough. Okay, now, listen here. Chill out. You're wildin'. But I feel like definitely spanking children is definitely okay. Like, why not? So when my child gets out of hand, and no, I'm not even about to get into that. I'm whooping my kid's ass, okay? I'm going to lay into them with some force. Don't ever...
Some of the white listeners that didn't get beat are like, this is abuse. This is abuse. Like, no, no, no. I don't know. I feel like there's a line. There is a thin line between abuse and punishment. I will say that. And you have to walk that line very carefully. And I think that, you know, we've talked about this in prior episodes, that sometimes people or parents will use, you know, physical punishment as a lazy way to parent your kid. Rather than sitting them down and talking about the lesson and what they failed to do, you're just hitting them. And then they have no, you know, thought as to what I did wrong and what I'm learning from it.
Exactly. So I know, like, my mom, she'd be like, okay, don't do this. Or I would go ahead and do it. Or I do something that I know I'm not supposed to do. And of course, there was consequences to that. But it wasn't like I sneezed and I didn't cover my mouth. My mom just went ahead and backhanded me across the fucking kitchen and I flew out the fucking window. Right. It wasn't like that. But
right.
Yeah, I feel like a spanking isn't something that's that terrible. Like, yeah, right. I think some kids need it. Now, some kids need to get their ass beat. I'm not going to... When I was a teacher...
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not talking about...
Get, no.
I'm talking about, like... You know what I mean when I say get our ass beat. Not, like, really know, getting knocked the fuck out and losing a fucking tooth type shit. But, you know, yeah, we need to get, like... A spanking was definitely what we needed. I feel like even when I was a teacher, there were children that needed to get a spanking.
Mm. Oh, but do you think that teachers should be able to spank kids?
You want to know the truth? When I was in elementary school, that was an option for us. Like, the teacher could spank us. Well, the principal could spank us. And I felt like mm-hmm. that's what kept some of us in line, knowing that our parents were...
That fear.
Yeah, that fear. And knowing that some of our parents would be like, hell yeah, whoop his ass, because I'm at work right now. And if I have to get off this job, I'm going to break my foot off his ass.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. I don't like, because some of those teachers can be racist and they're like, oh, this stupid black Betty, I'll show her.
Like, no, they can't touch you without the consent from your parents.
Right, but I'm saying if they have that consent, your parent is not there watching how they're beating you.
So she could be... cannot listen to the child and be like, mom, this didn't happen, or you know this woman is fucking nuts. Like, you, as a parent, you know what your child is capable of and what your child can do.
No, I think that allowing that will cause more harm than good, because some of those teachers are out of line and they're so frustrated with their position and their job. Maybe they're being underpaid. Their way of venting is to beat the mess out of somebody's kid that's been annoying them. So
that's why the teacher shouldn't be able to do it. That's why they leave it to the principals to, you know, handle that.
I wonder if that's still in place in any schools today in 2020.
That's actually a really good question.
Yeah. Okay, next unpopular opinion. Somebody said the skin is the best part of the fried chicken. Is that an unpopular opinion?
That is definitely an unpopular opinion. I think the skin... No.
I think the skin is the best part of the chicken. If you don't have good seasoned skin, that ruins the chicken. I don't care how juicy the chicken is. If the skin is not seasoned to proportion, what am I eating at that point?
I don't know. The skin is... Sometimes I can rip off the skin and just eat the chicken.
That's weird. What is the point of getting fried chicken? Then you might as well get baked chicken or grilled chicken.
It still has skin on it, Justin.
Well, you know what's funny? When we were younger and my parents would get us, like, Church's or Popeyes, mm-hmm. My parents would be like, do not eat the skin. And then we'd be mad because it's like, why did you get us, you know, fried chicken if we're not supposed to eat the skin? Like, what is the point of that?
That is a little weird. Why would they do that?
I don't know. Because my dad is very, like, about health and stuff. So he's, even as, like, 7-year-old kids, he'd be like, no, do not eat that. Too much cholesterol. It's like, what 7-year-old is worried about cholesterol?
To be honest.
And then when my aunts and uncles would see my dad do that, they'd be like, they are just kids. And it's true. We're just kids. Like, why should we be worried about that? It's not like we're eating fried chicken every single day.
And if you were, then we definitely have bigger fish to fry.
Right. Literally.
Literally. Yes.
Literally. Okay, next unpopular opinion. Somebody said TikToks shouldn't be posted on Instagram. If I want to watch TikToks, I'll go to TikTok. Cross-posting can get you more views, but there's a specific platform for your cringy videos, so please stick to that. Posting them on Instagram is just forcing them down people's throats. Agree or disagree?
I don't know. I really don't pay attention to people's TikToks like that. Yeah, so
I don't care.
Yeah, me either. So whatever. I will say this. Someone actually got in trouble for reposting someone's TikTok. You know that lady that was that lady that was like, oh, when my tenants don't pay their rent, I take their packages, LOLOL. And she's like, I'm petty. And someone reposted on TikTok, and they're like, isn't this federal, like, isn't it like a...
I think it's a felony. If you take somebody's mail, I believe that's a felony. Exactly. So she thinks she was cute by doing that, but the clown always comes back to bite. Right,
but no, the girl that reposted it on the... The girl that reposted it, she's the one that's getting in trouble because the woman's suing her because she said it was a joke and you took it out of context. What?
It's not a joke because as far as we know, we can't read your mind. We don't know your intentions by a TikTok.
Very true.
So when y'all do stupid stuff, just know that stupid things will probably happen.
Stupid is and stupid does.
That's true, Jared. Teach these people a lesson. Somebody said, this is another unpopular opinion, girls using OnlyFans is much better than girls going through slimy and corrupt agencies to do adult videos.
I don't fucking know. I mean, sure, why not?
Okay, I don't really have a strong position
on
this. Me
either. I mean, if you want to show your cooter, show your cooter. Do it on your dime. Don't sign a contract. Be your own boss.
Yeah, be your own person.
Right, there you go. Yeah, we're rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. Remember that you are not alone.
All right, another unpopular opinion says, somebody says, I think people should be able to be friends and enjoy other people's presence despite political differences. I think that as countrymen, we should be able to have a barbecue even if our lawn signs have different candidates on them. This applies to outside the US too. I know some people are like this, but I think it needs to be more of a common thing. I don't know why it is the way it is.
Yeah, we don't know either, but I understand what that person is saying, but no, it doesn't work like that, because guess what? Most of these people that like certain people, and I'm not going to point out anybody, but you know what I'm talking about, they're racist, and they don't want to be your friend, and they don't want to hang out with you, and they don't like you for that certain reason.
I think there's a difference between being civil with somebody and being somebody's friend. I can be civil with anybody. Like, it doesn't matter. I can be civil with anybody, but when it comes to calling you a friend, I don't call just anybody a friend. Exactly. And I think that that's the balance that people have to strike when it comes to people from opposing views. Be chill, be cordial with people that you don't like. You don't have to call everybody your friend. You can coexist in one area, but we're not going to be buddy-buddy and friends like that. You're free to think the way you think. I happen to think differently, but I'm not going to go out of my way and be like, you need to leave, I don't like you. I'm not doing all of that. I can sit here and be cool, but we're probably not going to be friends, and that's okay. It's okay to be cordial with somebody, and it's okay to not be friends with somebody that you just don't like, and that's okay.
Right, it's definitely okay. It's definitely fine.
That's all I have to say on that, like, because it's hard. Like, people think it's so hard to, like, coexist with people. No, it's really not.
It's really not, but, you know, racist people just hate you, so... I mean, hey,
that's true. They hate you. They hate you just because of your race. That is so stupid.
Racist people. I could coexist with anybody. Racist people can't coexist with everybody.
That's the thing. That's why our society is the way it is now.
They'll be fighting the urge to call you a slur, and you didn't even do anything. All you did was sneeze.
They'll call you a slur for no reason.
I chew you. Like, oh my god. All I did was sneeze, god. Bitch.
Oh, I like this one. Okay. Another unpopular opinion says, schools need to stop telling kids to not fight back. Violence is the answer. I know from interesting, right? Let's get into it. They say, I know from personal experience, every time I've tried to tell on a kid, I just got made fun of by more kids for being a snitch, and while they're all in the wrong. We need to teach kids how to properly fight back and deal with their problems head on, rather than getting someone else to deal with their problems. The bully isn't going to stop being an asshole because he got told on. He's going to find another target. The solution is to teach all kids how to fight. I told my parents I was bullied one time, and they told me to go back and beat the shit out of him, and guess what? He never messed with me again, and I had to do that to about two more other people until they eventually got the hint. After that, I had no other problems at school. Ooh.
Where the fuck did he grow up in? Fifth Ward? Jesus.
I don't know, but, ooh, this is interesting. I don't know what my position is. I don't know if you're jumping at the bit to, you know, answer this one already, because I'll let you go, but I need to marinate on this one a little bit.
I mean, my mom always told me, you don't sit there. She would be like, okay, I don't really want you to be out there fighting, but do what you gotta do. She said, don't let nobody jump all over your ass and you don't get them back. Yeah, so guess what? If someone's fighting me, I'm not going to be like, teacher. No, I'm going to get off in your ass. I'm going to get to whooping your ass. No, I won't
because I don't know if it's because I'm looking at this, like, since I'm, like, over the, you know, legal age or whatever, that if I was to engage in a fight with somebody, I would go to jail. So I'm not going to sit on this platform and tell somebody, guys, listeners, if you're younger than 18, if somebody's bullying you on the playground, you go beat him up. You go pummel him and smack him down. Like, I'm not going to do that. I think that that's irresponsible for me to do that. I will say, though, they need to change the way that they, you know, discipline people. I've heard many times, I believe when we were in high school, they said that if somebody hits you and you hit them back, the person that hit them back will get in more trouble than the person that struck them in the first place.
My mom thought that was some bullshit because guess what? They shouldn't even be touching you. So I'm going to give you fair warning. Even at the tender age of 24, if you touch me, I'm going to whoop your ass. I want you to know that. If you lay a hand on me, I'm going to get you back. I literally got in a fight in December because somebody...
Oh, my God.
Somebody didn't understand what no means. Someone literally... I got jumped, pretty much. But
wow,
it didn't end how you think it would end. Like, oh, God, you got jumped. No, I was whooping ass, okay? Whooping straight ass. I want people to understand you can't just touch people and get away with it. Now, you know that I've got been in a car accident. I'm just suing everyone. So good luck. Because, bitch, I will find
you. Look at him. You can't have it both ways. First, you're trying to sue everybody, and then you're trying to beat people up. But then again, you said that people were trying to jump you. So I don't know about that situation.
And I was breaking up a fight.
Oh,
that was the ghetto part about it. I was breaking up a fight. And I guess they thought that I was jumping the person, too, because it was like one of my other friends was trying to help break it up. I don't know.
I'm just not going to ever be involved in a situation like that. You will, if there's a fight happening, you might see me whip out my phone and be like, ooh, ow, oh, whoa, oh, no. Like, that's as far as I'll go when it comes to fighting. I'll be in the corner in the bushes with my phone out, like, wincing in pain as I'm watching them throw punches at each other. But you'll never see me fighting.
I mean...
You'll never see me fighting. But if my friends... If my friends, like, from both genders are ever in a situation where, like, they're getting attacked, of course I'll jump to their defense, especially if they're not in the wrong. Now, if you're in the wrong and you're fighting, I will not come to you, the defense. I'd be like, officer, it was that one. Take him away. Like, I will I will not be defending somebody that was in the wrong, but I don't know.
And I mean, I understand that as well. And, hey, I'm not going to sit here and be like, yeah, I'm just going to run out here and just whoop anyone's ass that gets in my way. That's definitely not what I mean. But what you have to understand, if you walk up to me, like how that happened, that was so weird. Like literally, I wasn't even hitting this person. I was literally pulling this person off of this other person. And the person came up and hit me. I was like, now, what the fuck was that all about? I was so irritated. Because the first hit, they missed. And then the second one, they clocked me in the back of the head. And I kicked the dog shit out of this person.
Yeah, you're like, now what you're not going to do. Because
you know what? If you were your friend, you would have told your friend not to do this. But I got up in there and I broke my foot off in their ass. I was like, I'm not doing this today.
Ouch.
I was so irritated.
But, Jared, I will say this. I think that instead of that stupid rule of if you hit back, you get in more trouble, it should be that if somebody hits you, you should defend yourself. Because that's what happens in the real world. There's called self-defense.
Exactly.
Even with police officers, like, and stuff. Like, I was defending myself. I was, like, trying to protect myself. So I think that there should be some kind of, like, stipulation. And there's, like, only if you're trying to, you know, defend yourself is when violence on your part can be justified. But... And I'll just say this. People should not be hitting anybody in the first place. Right. Fights shouldn't even be happening. Okay, this is an interesting one. Somebody said, the majority of social media platforms needs a dislike button. People who post pictures on social media get their rocks off with people's opinions and things like that. It would only be fair for an individual to show the dislike or don't agree with the post. Some people can post things that are false or hate speech, etc. It's kind of disingenuous in my eyes, but I can see why it's not implemented on some social media platforms. Okay. I'm gonna say that a dislike button will cause more negativity than is needed. Social media is already negative, so if you're adding a dislike button, more bullying is gonna happen. More people being depressed on the internet is gonna happen. Like, I think that it's good to only show likes, and if people, you know, disagree with it, they can disagree in their heads, because I feel like that's what we should do more often. If you don't like something, don't say it and use your Twitter fingers and respond to somebody and comment nasty things. Keep it to yourself and also cut it and keep it moving. There's no need for you to add more negativity to something that's already negative.
Exactly. I was about to ask. I'm about to be shady, y'all, so excuse me, but she must have an Android. Her screen must be broken, because if you can't just scroll right past it, just scroll right past it and ignore it. Why do you have to hit a
dislike button? Ignore that.
Why do you have to hit a dislike button?
It's unnecessary.
Well, it's not, it was even a she, excuse me. They must be bored with a whole lot of fucking Wi-Fi. Like, that has to be the only reason. A dislike button?
Yeah.
A dislike button? Are you serious?
I don't know. It
sometimes
causes more negativity. Because I think
isn't needed. Sometimes you just need to shut up and go right past it.
Yeah, more people should do that, because didn't YouTube get rid of the dislike button? Like, you can only see how many people liked it, but you can't see how many people disliked it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. YouTube sure did have a dislike button. Yeah, I don't... That's just weird. Just... Y'all want everybody to
You might
know
as well take
feel.
It off, because if...
Yes, people just want everybody to know how they feel.
I guess only the creator can see how many people disliked it, but I guess, I mean, whatever.
Right, and if you disliked it that much, just leave a comment and be like, oh, I don't agree with this. That's why they have comment sections.
I mean, people do that. People do
okay,
that.
Okay, then that should be enough for that person.
Okay. Somebody else says, staying at a job that makes you miserable is as bad for you as staying with an abusive partner.
You help.
I agree with this person. What do you think? I agree with this person. What do you think?
I don't know what to think about that one. I mean, like, yes, both of those aren't good for your mental health at all. I mean, neither one of those are good for you. But to compare that into someone that's literally beating the shit out of you, mentally, you know, abusive, physically abusive, I don't know. But yes, they're both not good, if that's what we want to say. No, they're not good. But I don't know if I can compare that to someone.
Okay, the reason why I say staying at a job that you hate is just as bad as staying in an abusive relationship is because you depend on both of them. You depend on the job for money, and you might, in some cases, depend on your abusive partner for stability and money. So it's a hard thing because you want to leave this thing, but it's harder than people think that it is. If that makes any sense at all.
I mean,
the thing is, you can always quit a job, though.
Yeah.
And you can also break up with a person, but it depends on the dynamics of both. Is this a job that's going to be hard to get in the future? And do you depend on this partner for all of your financial needs? In that case, breaking up and leaving that person is a lot harder than you think.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one. I'm not going to agree or disagree, but I think we see where I'm... That was a weird one. I'm sorry. I just don't think I can truly be like, yeah. And like your partner's like headbutting you, you know, doing all these extreme things to you. And like your job. I mean, because I've been in a job that I definitely used to hate.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Okay. Somebody says... Another unpopular opinion, somebody says social media should not be given to kids. There's tons of parents right now that make their kids social media accounts. Then you have a ton of predators abusing the children. So then why did you give your 9-year-old an Instagram in the first place? My little angel wanted to have it, so I gave it to him/her. So yeah, don't give your kids social media unless they're old enough, and always teach them about predators online. Online predators should not be a taboo. And if your kid is an 8-year-old and is on social media, take it away from them right now.
I do agree with this, because did y'all see that little girl that was on someone's live dancing to that song Nasty by Lil Boosie?
No. I know
some of y'all probably saw it. But this little girl was like up here raising up her shirt, trying to do things that a little girl, this girl couldn't be no older than 5. She shouldn't have been on there doing that at all. And what the hell do you know about that song Nasty?
There's a lot of songs that when we were younger, we just didn't know that the lyrics were nasty. Like when we were younger and the song Promiscuous came out, I didn't know promiscuous means slut or whatever. Like, think about it. Promiscuous girl, wherever you are, I'm all alone. That's basically like saying, slut, wherever you are,
I'm all alone. I'm so done with you.
That's the same thing. Slut, wherever you are.
Okay, so my mom told me, because my mom would be like, well, my sister, she would get on to it. She's like, why are you singing? She's like, what does that song mean? I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, then they'll sing it. But my mom, she would tell us, like, she would tell me. She'd be like, oh, that's what that means. I'm like, oh, so I shouldn't say that. She's like, no, you really shouldn't.
Wow. Yeah, I think a lot of, like, kids these days, like, shouldn't have social media, but at the same time, a lot of their friends are on there. I feel like if you're gonna allow them to have social media, they should monitor it or not allow the kid access to it. But then it's like, what's the point if they're not the ones that are able to monitor and use their own social media?
True. It's like, I don't know. Like, I remember when my cousin, she used to follow me on social media when she was younger. Now she's in high school. I don't really care what she does. But when I was in high school, I want to say she was probably like in elementary school or whatever. And she would, like, watch what I was doing and, like, comment on my stuff. I was like, yeah, I'm blocking you. Because as y'all know.
Did you block her?
Yeah, I did.
Or mute her or what? Her.
Because y'all know, not even back then, y'all know my mouth is dirty. I have a potty mouth and I'm not censoring right. for any children.
So many bleeps that I have to do into this editing. Beep, bleep, bleep, bleep.
Oh, fuck you. There you go. But, like, yeah, like, even with my family, I followed a lot of my family on, like, social media, because they would be like, oh, you have a potty mouth. Yeah, bitch, I do. What are you so concerned about it? You don't pay for anything. You don't help with anything, so it shouldn't bother you. And it's like, it's a respect thing. No, mind your business. I'm not to even say that I'm grown.
You're also an adult.
Yeah. Yeah. And guess what? I learned half of this shit from y'all.
Which is true.
Yeah. Which is true. I just feel like, we went off topic, my bad, y'all. But I
we did. But yeah.
I just feel like, yeah, a child should not be on social media because, yes, there are some disgusting people out here. You have to be careful. And guess what? Please tell y'all children about that. Because I feel like when we were younger, that was such a big thing. Predators.
It was. It was. Like, and I feel like maybe these days, like, there's it's easier to, like, report stuff like that. Because I feel like back in the early days of MySpace and stuff, there was no way for us to report, like, a shady profile or whatever. People just knew that there was stuff like that out there. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Because remember, like, people get kidnapped off of MySpace and stuff. And I remember your parents would be like, that MySpace, you better not make
and
one.
And I definitely had one.
Yeah, like the kids back then were doing stuff that they probably shouldn't be doing. And kids now, what do you think they're doing too? The same thing. And probably like more younger than we were because a lot of kids are getting phones like earlier and earlier, which is a good thing because when emergencies happen, you need a way to contact your parents or some kind of safety method, you know?
Yes.
Because in second grade is when the first person ever got a phone and it was a Razor. Like, and she was the most popular girl in school because she had a razor.
Everybody's
like,
ooh. When the razors came out?
I don't know if it was a razor, but it was certainly a flip phone.
Oh my God, I was in fourth grade.
Wow, yeah.
And I definitely had one.
Oh, you had a flip phone?
Yeah, I had a razor.
Yeah. But it is what it is. Like, these days, you just have to be careful. I think that kids can have social media. It's up to the parents because... I mean, also, even though there's more access to technology, there's also access to more ways to monitor your kid as well. You don't have to give them an iPhone. You don't have to give them, you know, internet access because you're the one that's paying for the plan. So you can restrict a lot of things. But I will say when you restrict things, kids are smart and they can always find another way to get past that. So you have to be careful.
Right. And if you're like me, you had older parent, like an older parent, it was easy to get past that shit.
But that was the last unpopular opinion. Sad. I know. I wish I could do these more. You're probably like, damn, I wanted more.
Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah. It just reminds me of when you told that story of when that woman like gave you a ride home and she saw that Obama sticker in the front of your house and she's like, oh. Oh, that story never gets old.
So funny. She was so disgusted. Oh.
Oh.
She was so pissed.
Well, for those of y'all that are sad that we've reached the end of the episode,
we're so sorry.
Sorry. It zooms off. So sorry. I know, right? But yeah, thank you guys for listening. I hope you liked this episode. I always love doing unpopular opinions. And as usual, I always like having Jared on the show. Jared, I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did. I had fun today. Thank you for having me.
Good. Of course, I love that you like came through at the last minute. Otherwise, I would have been talking to myself.
How tragic! Just like back in high school, huh?
Don't paint false pictures for these people. They know that I had friends. Don't even start.
Dead.
But you guys, thank you so much for listening. It means so much to me. Happy Cinco de Mayo if you're doing that. By the time this comes out, it'll not be Cinco de Mayo anymore. But be safe. You know, things are, you know, opening up again. Are y'all going to be going outside? Are y'all going to be eating? What's happening?
Right. And I have one thing to say. Why do y'all love Cinco de Mayo, but don't like Hispanic people or Hispanic culture?
Ooh. Yeah, you know who's that?
So
you know who that's directed
right,
towards.
So I'm just going to leave that for y'all. Y'all have a blessed day.
Yes.
And
be safe. Praise the Lord.
You know,
close your mouth.
Right, close your mouth. Close your legs to married men.
Close them.
All right, guys.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Y'all enjoy the rest of your week. Bye, guys.
Bye.